Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
So it was the beginning of March and we were going to the state fair. He was wearing his burgundy cable knit.
That went with the khakis the dry cleaner gave you by mistake.
Mr. Ping.
Mr. Ping.
Mr. Ping, thank you for coming.
Is that a clue?
That's right.
Too hard.
So my sweater had a hole in it.
It was big.
Huge.
It was hugely big. He had gotten it at his sister's.
But not from her sister.
No, because they're not attracted to each other anymore.
No, that's done.
So she had just gotten a job.
Shih Tzu.
Oh, it was a corgi.
Shih Tzu corgi, Belen.
It was a shit corgi.
it was aggressive. So we're online at the state fair waiting to see the butter sculpture.
It was a huge red ball.
Except it was yellow because it was made out of butter. And this one had a little too much to drink.
Well, let's just say I hit the lemonade stand twice. Take that, lemonade stand!
So we need to find a restroom fast.
Rapido.
Ching chow.
Mr. Ping.
So we're walking. Funnel cakes, balloons.
Ring toss. Goldfish.
Carnies. Freak show.
Bearded. Lady.
Ferris wheel.
Mommy.
Vomit. So we're lost. Restroom, nowhere to be found.
And I'm getting antsy.
And we see this woman.
Standing by the vomit.
And we go to ask her, where's the nearest Johnny on the spot?
Who's Johnny? Where's the spot?
And this one taps her on her bony shoulder and says,
can you direct me to the powder room?
Who's powder?
Where's his room? So she turned around and I was terrified.
Oh, she had these beady eyes.
And her eyelashes were crooked.
And these sideburns.
And her cheekbones were low. And she opened her mustached mouth and said,
what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the slide. People with money think they own the world.
It was a little higher than that, actually. It was more like, what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the slide. People with money think they own the world.
Right. But we're forgetting she was toothless. So it was like a,
oh, what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the slide. People with money think they own the world.
I saw my life flash before my eyes.
I clung to him for dear life.
She wouldn't let go.
I wouldn't let go. I brought him in the bathroom with me.
Johnny on the spot.
Where's Johnny?
There's his spot. And here you all are.
9 months later. For our little Zachary's Hanukkah bris.
Hanukkah bris.
Brisica.
L'chaim.
Shalom.
Rabbi?
My family and my friends agree, no one means more to me than me. One thing that I'll never do is give a second thought to you. You may complain or remonstrate about the way I operate. I say, what the hey? Find a way to love me anyway. You may say it's hard to find a way to keep you on my mind, 'cause it seems eventually my thoughts always return to me. No matter how you try to gain my eye interest will slowly wane. You'll fade into gray. Find a way to love me anyway. Maybe you'll try to ignore me, resisting the heel of my boot. You'll damn all others before me, because I am so cute. On the day that I was born, a gypsy did my mother warn. The one who falls in love with me will suffer pain and misery. And her words came true, you see. This is as close as I can be. You'll make out okay if you find a way to love me anyway. I know that I'm narcissistic. That's undeniably true. Be more realistic. love me too. I have built up quite a wall, so it's up to you to make the call. Somehow you might break on through. At least that's what I'd think if I were you. You think that if you stick with me, I'll come around gradually. That may be so.
In the last 10 years, you have reacted to a great many important newspaper headlines. But of all the events in the headlines, there is one that seemed to affect you most.
I see where they've called this little girl to the stand in the quiz scandal.
Oh, yeah, I saw the little girl. Yeah. Had a picture of her in the newspaper going into court with her manager.
Terrible thing.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
I am just sick about it.
You know what I keep wondering?
Sick.
If they had to fix the little girl.
Yeah, fixed her.
To rig the quiz.
Yeah.
How did they put it to her? She's 9.
How do they, how do you put it to a child?
Yeah.
What do you say to a kid? I suppose they said, kid, you want to make some money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how I put it to my child.
Yeah.
You can't go into a lot of things. You just...
Awful thing.
Oh, it's the worst thing that's ever... It says it's a lie.
Yeah.
I hate a lie.
I haven't been able to think about anything else.
No. I want to tell you something. This is the truth. If there was a war tomorrow, I couldn't think about it.
No. Listen, if there was a war tomorrow, you wouldn't see it in the paper.
Well, that's a fact. But it's something that leaves you with nothing. The ground is washed
out. Van Doren was my idol.
Oh. He was everything.
He was my idol.
He was my image.
Yes. And now I don't know what to think.
Yeah.
I mean, does he know anything, or is he just a very thin man with a high forehead?
There's no way to know now.
No.
Now you can't tell.
Well, thank heaven for the investigation.
Oh, yes. They're getting on.
Yeah.
They're getting on.
When I feel worst, I say to myself, at least the government has taken a firm stand.
Oh, well, they can't fool around with this the way they did with integration.
No.
This is
it's a moral issue.
It is a moral issue.
A moral issue.
And to me, that's always so much more interesting than a real issue.
Yeah.
You know, because you there's a fiber to it.
That's
right. You can just feel
something
it.
To follow in the papers.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, I was stunned.
Mm.
Stunned, for instance, to find out that the people on Person to Person knew they were on television.
Oh, didn't you know that?
No, I didn't. I
was cool.
There you see, I knew that.
Remember how they used to, oh, hello, Mr. Morrow. We were just looking at our new septic tank.
I knew. Because how would they know? They had to know where to look for the camera.
But I didn't think.
You don't think. You don't think. If you thought, but you don't.
I want to know this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know it's terrible to have all this dishonesty, but I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the president on television?
Which one?
Well, any.
Oh, well, of course. I've seen them all. I've been on radio before that. Oh, yes, I keep up.
Now, let me ask you this. Who do you think writes their speeches?
Don't they?
Not always. Politicians don't always write their own speeches.
Oh, my dear, some of them do.
Some of them do, some of them don't.
How do you know which do and which don't?
That's my point.
Oh, I see.
That's my point.
I see your point, yeah.
Because. Now, if they have to announce that the dentist in the ads is an actor.
Yeah.
Won't they have to announce when a politician hasn't written his own speech?
Oh, well, now, don't be a fool. You're being a childish person.
Well, why? Why?
Because this is an investigation that extends to television, but you certainly can't enforce the same rules on politicians. Mm. I mean, they're the people who run our country. You know what I mean?
Well, yes and no. What's the difference?
What difference?
I mean, you admit that Van Doren is a fraud.
Oh, my. Well, because it's not the same thing. No, really, it's not.
Well?
Because it's the whole thing. It's a different... You want to know the difference?
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you exactly what the difference... Here is the difference. Here is the difference right here.
Yeah.
This is the difference. Because very simply, Van Doren went on television and claimed to know all the answers. And the government has never done that.
Anything not to pay union musicians. You know? Hello there, you sweeties. Well, want to be in a show? Well, these are the people who came in late, not going to be picked on.
No. I'm sorry, we got a punishment here. We don't say no ladies. You buy 8 drinks now.
Let's talk about what we're really here for, me. Me, yes, Nancy Lombardo. You're probably wondering what kind of woman I am. I'll share it with you. I'm a new age woman. Yes, every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. How old would you like me to be? That's how old I am. Oh, you guessed wrong. Too far up. Yes, I am. I'm a mother of two, just so you know, mother of two. You guessed it. One's my husband. I don't know. He's very sweet. You know, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's just so cute. I hate to shop, so I didn't return him. You know, I just kept him there, and it's just so... He's sweet. He says, look at that. You know, it's a man thing. But it's great. You know, I got all this testosterone running around my house. I'm not actually a housewife, by the way. I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from 2 points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Get it. I can't do that. Unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3 second rule.
Still good.
Me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na-na-na-na-na. And when I first time I saw West Side Story, I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hated. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a light. You know what we used for light when I was your age? The sun! Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You wanted some tea? Is it still good?
She does it!
Oh, you're giving it up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want you sticky old Preston. You're giving me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea. You know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! For the bread! You go to a wedding. You're not even seated. They're like... Grandma, put those rolls back. Why? They ain't just gonna throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first. Land a hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything, now it's called Cajun. I didn't know. She could speak 2 languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Linda! No, 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 I don't have time for this kind of stuff. What I'm saying, so stop! That hurt. What did you just say? And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms. Cliches, you might know them as, or glitches, I should call them. Miranasi, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. My head hurts. What do you say? She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the... She moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City. to South Florida because they had an accent, she had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home, she goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store, I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, where the Spanish family? She didn't give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned soul. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, where did babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from Absolute Vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little, because I had really curly hair, and my mom would brush it, and I'd go, ow, ow! And she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time, until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 Minutes and an Italian grandmother have in common? You know, we didn't rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, oh, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris? That other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right, you feeling poetic? Okay, feeling poetic. Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready? I won't sleep. I'll be chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeled wrong. Unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party. And you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office. Or your boss is really nice. Except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. So one time I was naive enough to think that Panera food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, the difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be concerned with that. From that area. What all this has to do with nothingness, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Okay, can you hear me now? Let me see. Is that coming in or is it dead space? Now I'm going to try something different. Nobody's answering, so assume you can't hear me. Can you hear me now? I'm trying something. Now you can hear me? Huh, I wonder if it's using the headphone. Maybe the headphones is what distorts it. Now I can't hear me, so I'll have to guess what I'm doing, huh? Alrighty. Oh, there we go, everybody. Now you can hear me. Sorry, guys. I'm trying it with headphones. I never had that problem before where it cut off the sound. So I'll figure that out. So Chuck Skull, Kat Vecchione, Fridays at 8 and Saturdays at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Chuck Skull and Kat Vecchione, Wacko World. And I think, Chuck, you have your show on Saturday mornings at 11 as well. George Bettinger's in the house Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. Hey, today's Monday, 4 p.m. It's the Mom and Pop Shop on Dream Stream Radio. But if you go to George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook, he always nicely posts a little link, and you can just click on it and get on it right away and then join him in this frivolous and fun Facebook chats that he has. Okay, that's a lot of stuff. I can never do that on this computer. It's too multitasking here. Okay, who else do we have? Steve Mendoza's show. There's the Jukebox Diner Thursdays and Jazz Brunch on, I want to say, Sundays. Steve Mendoza posted. I don't have my cheat sheet with me on this computer. Wacko World. Okay, oh, that's also Steve Mendoza's show on Dream Stream Radio. Okay, Wacko Bob, Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. It's the Wacko Bob Show with all the fun boys. And sometimes Kat, the Keone's in there too. And that's Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. Check it out. Yes, I need to check out a glass of water.
Everyone knows the most delicious part of the muffin is the top. All that whole grain low fat. I know you want a piece of that, but I just wanna dance. Just checking out my sweet hits, my sugar coated berry lips. I know you wanna get with this, but I'm just here to dance. So back up off of me, you're weirding me out. I'm an independent lady, so do not try to play me. I'm on a tidy bakery.
Does she know we went off the air 2 minutes ago?
No, she does.
That was on purpose, everyone, okay? A little?
Okay. Yeah, huh.
I am smaller than a piece of the dust. I am so fragile it should be illegal to touch. I can never grab a seat on the bus. I fall when it lurches and even when they leave it in clutch. But there's no reason to fuss because I got the freedom to be an individual human being, which is keeping me decently occupied with the choices that I make. You gotta stay on your toes and never be ungrateful to those who take on their own and shoulder responsibility. You got the power, choose your destiny. Never fear to be the leader in control of the band. You need to grab a hold of the sand. Keep them clapping, show your command. You can fall back, be three-dimensional. Play your position in this processional. Always stay professional. Life's got an ebb and flow, and you never know when it's your time. So remain prepared to go. Even though you might like to see it burn. Apart the nucleus, you got a lot of fuel. If you think this monologue is cool, tell a friend. I wanna spread the message and I think it's relevant. An architect starts with a pencil and paper before he hires a committee to construct a skyscraper. The road that you travel is long and arduous, but you're not alone. You got a cadre of accomplices. Be a part of this everlasting community. You can change the world, stop acting confusedly. Plant one foot in front of the other. Many small steps turns you into a marathon runner. Gather your courage and face all adversity. You will be a great success. It certainly works for me. When you purposely turn the key, you unlock the universe. Let nothing hold you back. Choose to move and burst. Be the first, the greatest at whatever you do. So successful, you have to hire a separate crew to handle the ins and outs while you go saving. Unleash your potency, make it devastating.
People here on the line, but I'm not sure who's who. A 954 number. Let me know who you are before I pick it up. I think this other call, I think I know who this one is. Let's see. Hello, you're on the line? Hello?
Hello, is this Bob Grant?
What?
Is this Bob Grant? Oh, wait. That sounds like Nancy Lombardo. Is this Nancy Lombardo?
Yes, it's Nancy Lombardo. Eric, Vetter, is that
yes,
you?
Yes, you are correct.
All right, Eric Vetter's on the line. Eric Vetter has a very great show coming up, people. Tell us all about this fantastic show that's happening.
Oh, it would be my pleasure. We're really psyched. We're on a long-running comedy variety show called No Name in a Bag of Chips. We are celebrating our 20th anniversary on Wednesday, February 26th. At 7 p.m. at the United Palace Theater. It's an 84-year-old former vaudeville movie house with 3,000-plus seats. I'm hoping to at least have 20 people there. The lineup, you know, hope springs eternal. The lineup is awesome. We have Daily Show's Wyatt Snack. We have Christian Finnegan. We have NPR's Ophira Eisenberg. Liam McEnany, Leanne Lord, the list goes on and on. There's a couple of people that I can't mention, actually, who said they will swing by. We'll see if that happens.
It'll be a surprise.
And also storyteller Michelle Carlo, I should mention her as well.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Shadow of Agua, her book. Yes. And also,
yes.
Eric, they can go to Facebook. If they go to Facebook, No Name in a Bag of Chips, they can find out even more information there?
What they should do, there's an event page. It's called No Name Turns 20. Everything you need. There's a link to buy tickets there. And if you buy now, if you buy online, you save $10. It's $25 at the door, $15 if you order online right now.
All right, tell us again, when is it and what time and where is it?
It is Wednesday, February 26th, last Wednesday of the month, 7 p.m. at the United Palace Theater. Bob Dylan and Neil Young and Adele and Arcade Fire have all performed there. On February 26th, we're going to be there. So,
that's terrific. So go to No Name Celebrates to find out more information. Where should they go?
No Name Turns 20.
No Name Turns 20, everyone. Go there and Facebook friend No Name anyway. We've got a bunch of shows in the house who are listening right now. We've got George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. George Bettinger will go Facebook friend him, and he'll be glad to announce it for you, too. George Bettinger. And we've got Chuck Skull and Kat Vecchione from Wacko World. They're on Saturdays at 8 and Saturday at 11 a.m., Chuck Skull. Who else do we have in here? The Steve Mendoza Show. Oh, you know Steve Mendoza, don't you? Bob Greenberg's friend? You know Steve. He's got the Jukebox Diner Tuesdays. So Facebook friend him, too. Facebook friend Steve Mendoza at Jukebox Diner. And you guys just Facebook each other, and you could share all your information. We've got Cyanide. He's in Amsterdam, so it's going to be a long trip to get here to see that show. Wacko Bob Show Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Get him a Metro card. See, you come, you'll get, he'll throw in a Metro card there, Marco. All right, so Eric will call in again, and we'll talk about the upcoming show again. Feel free anytime, Eric, and we'll talk about it. Don't miss. Go to No Name and a Bag of Chips. No Name 20th. Say it again. No Name.
No Name. No Name turns 20. It's an event page.
No Name turns 20. Okay, go after my show. I want you all to Facebook friend that, and we'll go check out Eric. It's going to be a fantastic show, a fantastic lineup, and a wonderful theater. Let's do it. Yeah. Thanks, Eric,
thank
for
you.
Calling in. You're
yeah.
welcome. Bye. Nice guy. No Name in a Bag of Chips. I perform a lot in that event, and it's very nice. Let's see. I don't know who this is. I'm going to give it a shot. Hello?
Hi, Nancy.
There?
It's Charlie Bettinger.
Hi, Charlie. You're, how long have you been holding? You should have told me you were in the room. What's up, Charlie?
I'm an old man.
The old man wanted to call you.
Oh, okay. No,
you know what it is,
Charlie,
Nancy? You know, today's the President's Day, and he's home from school, so he says, you know, I want to call Nancy and say hello. So I just, you know, it's a thrill.
I'm an old man. Hey, Charlie, I put myself through college playing old ladies, so there's a market for it, believe me. We were having some sound problems earlier. George, who do you have on your show today?
Oh, today we have Angela Bumford, who plays a dowager. She always plays like the Margaret Dumont-type lady in Jerry Lewis and Dom DeLuise movies. And it's just a skill, I guess, you know, to be this sophisticated lady who gets hit with the pie or the water or whatever.
Been there, done that.
I know, and it's so great that you're able to do that. That's when you pull that off and you do comedy straight. I've seen you do it on Saturday Night Live. You know, it's just amazing. It's so believable. You know, I love the bits you've done, and everyone should check them out. Some of them are on YouTube.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. What's the Steve Mendoza? Ask him how old he is. How old is Charlie?
Oh, Charlie is
11.
Oh, but 11. Steve is referring to your character as the old man. How old is the old man?
Oh.
We're not sure yet.
But he's so old that his blood type has been discontinued.
Has Charlie read the Thousand-Year-Old Man?
No, not yet. He would love that. He would love that.
Oh, yeah. That's right up your alley. You got to see. I've got 1,200 kids. None of them call. None of them write.
Well, listen, we don't want to take up any more time. The show is wonderful. Bless you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Listen to the Mom and Pop Shop today at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. And everybody go Facebook friend George. Eric Vedder. Facebook, No Name celebrates 20th. So go Facebook friend them, George and Charlie. Okay?
Will do. Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, George. George Bettinger. My voice always changes when I talk to George. Tell him to count the rings. Cut him in half. Very funny, Chuck. Very funny. He's not cutting his son in half. Can you believe how fast time flies when we're listening to the Nancy Lombardo show? Because it's fun. Yes, it is. And we're down to the last minute. What do I have got? That's a minute. I don't know. 90 seconds. That English lady is coming on and bothering me, everyone. Anyway, don't forget. Chuck Skull, George Bettinger, Kat Vecchione. Hey, Kat, you're very quiet today. The Steve Mendoza Show, Thursdays and Sundays, I believe, Wacko Bob, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Cyanide, always in the house. Thank you. And don't forget Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., okay? And this Tuesday would be Marilyn Monroe. So we want to keep that going, and 60 seconds. I got nothing. It's 60 seconds. Why are you rushing me, lady? What do I got? That's 60 seconds or a minute. I don't know. Oh, here's a minute. Okay,
Hi.
Here we go. An ad for
Hi,
me.
Nancy
and don't forget, you can get my CD on
Would
CD,
like
baby. Color Me Crazy.
Special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo? An American. For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. you can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
Well, that was a minute. Thank you, everyone who joined. Kat Vecchione, you were so quiet today. Quiet using your inside voice, Kat. Steve Mendoza, Chuck Skull, thank you all. And guest, whoever you were, thank you for joining in. I wish I knew who you were because I would have plugged you big time. Thank you for joining us today. And don't forget, Eric Vedder's show is coming up. No Name Celebrates 20. Go there and check that out. Thank you all for listening today and joining us. Remember, my CD is available on CD Baby, Color Me Crazy. Download the whole CD or download one song. Support the arts by giving me money, basically. All right. Thank you for joining us on Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. I'm Nancy Lombardo, sending out warm virtual hugs. Bye-bye.